This episode was recorded on May 28, 2025, during the 21st Parlamerica's Plenary Assembly and Ninth Gathering of the Open Parliament Network, titled Legislating for the Future, Harnessing Anticipatory Governance in Parliamentary Action. This meeting was organized by Parlamerica's and the Parliament of Uruguay. Listen to Sherna Benjamin, Vice President of the Committee of Experts of the Follow-Up Mechanism to the Belém do Pará Convention, share valuable information on the Inter-American Model Law to prevent, punish, and eradicate gender-based digital violence against women. This regional effort responds to the dangers posed by the digital era on women and girls, as well as reflects the perspectives of diverse stakeholders. Sherna also offers recommendations on concrete actions that parliamentarians can take to foster a safer and more inclusive digital environment.
So I titled this presentation, Digital Violence, Real Consequences, a Legislative Call to Action for Women's Safety in Latin America and the Caribbean. So covering three areas, technologies and new forms of violence, the Inter-American Model Law to prevent, punish and eradicate gender-based digital violence against women as a tool to guide parliamentary work on digital violence, and parliaments as architects, parliamentarians as architects of a safer cyberspace. So what are some of the technologies that are used to facilitate gender-based violence? We have smartphones and mobile devices, social media platforms, messaging apps, emails, GPS, and location-based apps used for spying, geofencing, tracking people in real time, such as smartwatches, fitness trackers, and vehicle systems. We also have surveillance and monitoring technologies, smart home devices, smart speakers, smart locks, hidden cameras, and microphones, and other items of this nature. What are some of the platforms used? We have multiple platforms, and each platform contains specific products. So when persons are speaking about social media, you must also identify which product on social media or Facebook platform that you're talking about. Is it Facebook Messenger? Is it Facebook itself as a platform or another aspect of Facebook? So we have WhatsApp, we have Telegram, we have Instagram, we have LinkedIn, we have Threads. We have also the Russian social media, China social media. So there are multiple areas and platforms used. What does the data say? We have 58% of women parliamentarians globally have experienced online harassment, including threats of violence, sexualized abuse and hate speech, and that's from the Inter-American Parliamentary Union. Now, the overall prevalence of online violence against women globally is 85%. And this is from a global study by the Economist Intelligence Unit. Now, when we do a breakdown, we see that in Europe, there's a 74% prevalence rate, North America, 76% prevalence rate, Asia Pacific, an 88% prevalence rate, Africa, a 90% prevalence rate. However, Latin America and the Caribbean has a 91% prevalence rate, making it second in the world globally behind Middle East, with a 98% prevalence rate of violence against women online. Now, new forms of violence. We have impersonation and image manipulation, deepfake, AI-generated sextortion, non-consensual deepfake pornography, AI-generated again, cyber-stalking and cyber-harassment, trolling, cyber-bullying and astroturfing, technology-related violence of privacy, online sexual exploitation and sexual abuse, recruitment and luring of victims for the purpose of trafficking and sexual exploitation, algorithmic discrimination and amplification of misogynistic content through digital platforms, video and image-based sexual abuse, violent threats, doxing, hate speech, misinformation and defamation campaigns, online grooming. All this is happening in the online space. online search engines and public records, cyber flashing, hacking, fake website phishing, denial of service attacks, exploiting community features. You know, I did this sort of video image last night to ask if we were out of this space and you hear this soundbite, if you would consider it to be something that is newsworthy.
First plenary, assembly, and ninth gathering of the Open Parliament Network calls for parliamentarians in Latin America and the Caribbean to walk out of all parliaments on November 25th, 2025. This call was made as a result of the pushback on global gender equality. The call was met with divergent views, and key officials stood their ground, leading to many participants walking out of the session.
Now, if you heard that and you were out of this space, that soundbite, you may believe that it's true. This is how misinformation occurs, and this is why it is key that we identify the sources of information, where it's coming from, and track the source of information before we take certain things that is spread online. Now to the model law, and how did we get here? The mandate for developing a model law was given to the MSECVD Technical Secretariat during the 19th meeting of the Committee of Experts between 2022 to 2023. This was followed by the 9th Conference of State Parties, where all of the state parties within Latin America and the Caribbean again came to a consensus identifying the challenges of technology and the use of these tools to facilitate gender-based violence. And there was this consensus for the MSECVD to embark on developing a model law to address this issue. The road to the model law, in December 2023, we held a meeting in Washington, D.C., that's the path to the model law, first working with more than 80 regional and international specialists. Inputs from this meeting was used to draft the initial model law, and we had persons from big tech and different companies from across the globe came together with us in Washington to begin exploring what this would look like. September 2024, a specialized expert working group was developed with a 9-member team from different experts within Latin America and the Caribbean. Thus far, we have had over 10 regional in-person consultations and more than 9 virtual consultations. The second phase of the draft went up for public and transparent consultation process, where we received over 100 documents with comments from states, international organizations, and civil society. The working group is currently systemizing the feedback from those messages that came forward from the reviewing of the model law in the consultative process. The present draft contains 6 chapters and 48 articles. Public consultation for the English-speaking Caribbean will be held in Grenada, scheduled for July 1st to 4th, 2025. So, Mr. Cato, I'll see you there. The model law is expected to be approved in the coming months for the circulation among all state parties. Now, benefits of the model law and come to a close. It offers a comprehensive and gender-sensitive legal framework, recognizing the right of all women to live free from digital gender-based violence in Articles 1 to 6. It sets out integrated and victim-centered measures, prevention and education strategies. It speaks to protection mechanisms, restorative justice and transformative reparations, clear differentiation of civil, criminal, and administrative sanctions, accountability of intermediaries and public officials. It proposes a robust regulation of digital platforms, including gender-aware content, transparency in algorithmic systems and independent audits, obligations scaled by platform size and impact. And it must be noted here that we utilized a participatory and region-wide consultation process with contributions from states, civil society, academia, indigenous populations, FBOs, corporate sectors, and international organizations, thus making the model law both regionally grounded and normatively ambitious. So parliaments as architects of a safer cyberspace, what are some things that parliamentarians can do? Promote legislative action and harmonization by drafting or supporting laws aligned with the model law's definitions and principles. Champion the Inter-American Model Law. Engage with stakeholders when you're drafting your own legislative agendas guided by the model law. Ensure inclusion of gender-responsive criminalization and sanctions. Clear obligations for platforms and tech providers. Robust victim protections and access to justice mechanisms. Advocate for budget allocations and specialized national protocols for enforcement, the elimination of legal defenses based on gender stereotypes, use legislative oversight to ensure implementation, transparency, and accountability. And finally, use legislative oversight to ensure implementation, transparency, and accountability. Lead and foster inclusive dialogue with diverse populations, ensuring voices from across generations and spheres inform policy decisions. And advocate for parliamentary and community training for effective advocacy and buy-in, impact evaluation, and assessment. Mechanisms for implementation, monitoring, evaluation, and learning. Thank you very much.